guest of the night is Ole Domagard. And if I could just say a little bit about him from his resume, from his website, he's born in Copenhagen. He moved to Sweden at the age of 8. Deeply interested in the Wild West, specializing in gunfires, Wild West, the Wild Bunch, as well as the Apache and Sioux Nations. Was a founding member of the rock band Borsoka Duger. He custom painted hot rods and motorcycles, won a prize for his custom built Willys Overland. He worked as a journalist, spent 6 months on Iceland, hitchhiked alone around the island in the middle of winter, quit his job as a journalist, went on a bicycle ride through Europe, heading for South Africa, ended up in Iran, helped to smuggle out an Iranian friend via Russia and East Germany to Sweden. Alone on a bicycle to Africa in 1985-1986, worked as a teacher for Iranian refugees, 1985, had his first own art exhibition called Love and Oppression, sold all paintings and got great reviews, 1986 to 2013, traveled to some 40 countries, 1987, worked in rehab center as a teacher, 88, started his own art gallery together with an Iranian friend, airbrush paintings and leather craft. Started in 1988, started a private research into the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Robert F. Kennedy. 89, received an art award from the Art Academy in Prague, Czechoslovakia. 1989, went alone on a motorbike in the icy winter to be part of bringing the Berlin Wall down. 1989, also moved to the UK for 6 months with the dream of working as a professional musician. 1990, started digging into the assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister, Olof Palme. And we are most pleased to be able to have Ole Domagard on our show each Thursday, the first Thursday of each month. And I think Chuck now has Ole's interview that he recorded with him earlier today.
Well, hello, Ole. It's good to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much, Chuck, for that. Always a pleasure.
You know, tomorrow is a big holiday over here in the States. It's Independence Day, July 4th, celebrating our declaring independence from Britain. And I think of it as one of the three war holidays, the other two being Memorial Day and Veterans Day. It seems to me it's more a celebration of war than anything else. But actually, I think of patriotism as kind of a negative thing, as being one of the reasons that we end up in so many wars. So I'd just like to hear your thoughts on that.
I think when you look at the States and your history, you have a very bloody history. I mean, literally, there's so much violence, so much death, so much atrocities around the way that the United States was built up, the way it was taken over from the native population and so on. And when you look at, we've been talking about a lot about the global elite group that are behind the so-called New World Order. And when you look at the power structure they've made in the world, I would say that the financial center is in London, the religious center is in the Vatican, and the war center is in the States. And around Washington, I mean, that's the center of the whole thing. And when you look in the world, I think you as a nation, no disrespect, I'm just facing this on facts, but you are the war-mongering nation in the world. I mean, compared to other countries, the amount of wars that has been started from the States, I mean, it's unreal when you compare to other countries that are made up like terrorist states, like Iran, Libya, these type of nations, maybe they've started one or two or three wars maximum. And I think you must be up in, I don't know, 2-3 figures, at least just the last 50, 60 years, or many, many, many at least. And so I think I congratulate you to the liberty, to the 4th of July. At the same time, I think it's a very sad day in one thing, because it is a day where you celebrate the many of so many people and that have lost their lives. And also when you start studying history, you will see that many of them have lost their lives for absolute nothing when it comes to normal people. But for the greed of these elite few that have secretly controlled the world for so many decades. And I think one of the ways maybe to celebrate this day would be to turn it around and let it be the start of an awakening to really go into study the real history, not the history that we're being fed, but to start looking into what actually happened in many of these events. And then maybe that can lead to something good, so that the next 4th of July would be a celebration of joy, because we have managed to stop this whole very, very brutal war machine that is just terrorizing so many countries at the moment.
Do you have a feel for how long this global elite has been running things?
I tell you, Chuck, there's so many different theories. I know that for sure they've been going since more or less when the states were created around there. But many researchers said that this has been going on for much, much, much longer. I'm the wrong person to ask. I concentrate on what is going on today, and I can track it down at least a couple of hundred years back. But they worked very hard on centralizing the power to fewer and fewer and fewer people, fewer and fewer and fewer companies. The whole idea is to just totally control by an elite few, control the rest of us, and make this beautiful, beautiful world into a very cold and scary prison for the rest of us. But I think we're coming to a point now, I think we're beyond the tipping point, actually, where this that looks like a very scary future is just about to turn around to becoming this absolutely stunning future that we are, many of us have been hoping for many, many years. And I think, I for one think that it's falling apart around this elite group. I think you see now, a few years ago, Queen Beatrix, one of the daughter of one of the founding members of the Bilderberg Group, she jumped off the ship. Queen Elizabeth has just been tried at a people's court in Brussels for child genocide, together with the former Pope and other high-ranking people in politics. A few years ago, George Bush Jr., Dick Cheney and Tony Blair were tried for wars against crimes against humanity, crimes against peace. And these sentences were brought to the war tribunal in Hague. And now the Spanish king has just said, shit, I'm out of here, let me get some crutches, or it looks like I'm my health is bad. So I think what is happening is that it's falling apart from me, because there's this incredible awakening going on globally. And if I'm correct, then within the very near future, you will see a long row of people jumping off the boat, trying to save their own skin.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. What do you think will happen next?
At the moment, I think it's almost like the dragon has been slain and is dying, but the tail is just moving all over, trying very desperately to knock everything over. And when you see the amount of so-called mass shootings, every single one of them nowadays are staged and so sloppily done, so badly done, low budget, no preparation, with an agenda of scare of the week. It's not. It's just coming to an absolute. It's getting ridiculous, because it's like if you were the producer of the Rocky movies. Now you're coming to Rocky 19 or something like that, and you're trying to pull it up with the same theme every single time, just change the opponent. It just doesn't work. And So it's just getting ridiculous, and they're losing power. They're everywhere they are. They are being met with obstacles and people standing up against them, people exposing them, putting spotlights from all different angles at them, saying, listen, guys, we see you. We see what you're up to. We can see the methods you've been using for decades, and we're not buying it anymore. So what will happen, I don't know. I very much hope for a non-violent solution that the rest of us will be able to handle it in the way it should be handled, which is the non-violence, the total exposure, and exposing these people, make them come forward and expose what they have been part of for such a long time, so that we can, through total transparency, can learn from the mistakes, learn how all of this was created, just because we were so asleep that we let them do it. And so by seeing and understanding that, then we might be able to stop it from repeating itself in the future.
Well, I think that's a very positive message, and let's have a peaceful way forward. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, and we'll talk to you next month.
So can I just say that if something is pulled off this, they love these different dates and these big events. If something is pulled off by them, it will be a total inside job. It will be some kind of massacre. It will be blamed on either the truth movement, it will be blamed on the veterans, or it will be blamed on the homeless. These are the current ones that they are
pulled off
with. So I totally hope, and by God forbid, that anything will be done like this, but that would be their agenda. And if this happens, please be aware of that this is an inside job trying to demonize whatever group it is that it will be blamed on. And as soon as this happens, you will hear in media within the very few minutes after they start reporting about it.
I don't know exactly who it was. Yeah.
They will serve you the solution. Do not buy into it.